F98-0911. Pray for leaders. Hear not my voice in small matters only, but hear my voice on matters even of a national scale, and yes, even on matters of a global scale. For I will bring you instructions from the mind of Christ, how to make intercession according to the will of the Father. Intercession for those that are in authority in nations, says the Spirit of the Lord. My people regard themselves so small in their own eyes that they understand not it is their prayers I use to manifest the will of the Father according to the mind of Christ, even on a global scale. They say, well, who am I? Who am I? I am nobody. Yet from the Lamb's perspective, these are the very ones whose prayers He uses to manifest the will of the Father even on a global scale. Expect my voice on these matters. Whatever I instruct you to pray, trust me that I am bringing you the mind of Christ. I will bring you names of leaders you have never heard of in the natural. At times you will wonder, well, who is that? Yet I will bring that name to you, and I may or may not, according to the mind of Christ at the moment, lay out for you the situations involved. But I will bring you His mind on what to pray, and exactly what to say. If my people will hearken to my voice, and yield to me, and trust me to pray and make intercession according to the instruction I bring them, then the power of the Spirit will be loosed to manifest the will of the Father, even in kings and leaders you have never heard of around the world. By this method, your prayers can have global impact for the spread of the gospel. Your prayers can have global impact on the work of the kingdom in all nations, says the Lord. Even in the crisis in your own nation at this moment, most believers are not speaking nor praying in line with the mind of Christ for this situation, for they are gathering information from carnal sources and weighing it in the balance of their own natural mind and coming to conclusions void of my counsel. My counsel comes from the throne. The counsel you receive from me was not born on the earth, but was conceived in the heart of the Father, manifested to the mind of Christ, and revealed unto my people as they sit and hear my counsel. I bring the mind of Christ from the throne unto them. Would you cooperate with the enemy and bring destruction upon your nation by speaking great, swelling words of man's vanity without first listening to the counsel I would bring you from the Lamb, in order that you may speak in agreement with His mind? Ask the Spirit of grace. In the Proverbs it is written that a foolish woman tears down her own house with her hands. Many are tearing down their own nation with their mouths, for they speak according to the mind of man, and not according to the mind of Christ. They have not sat in my presence and heard the counsel that I bring from the throne. Speak to the people even this night. Admonish them. Warn them that they speak not according to foolishness. These are important matters. This is a grave situation. The enemy is struggling to gain even a stronger foothold and to become even more entrenched than he already is in this nation. I counsel you and I admonish you to remember the wisdom spoken in the Word, which says, first of all, make supplication and prayers, intercession and giving of thanks for all men, for kings and all that be in authority. But make sure to make intercession for the leaders, according to the will of the Father, revealed by the mind of Christ, brought by the Spirit of the living God, unto those who will sit and wait upon me and hear my voice, says the Spirit of grace. It is imperative that my people make intercession, according to the mind of Christ, and not according to the wisdom of man. Weigh in the balance these two things. What would you have for your nation? The mind of Christ or the mind of man? Choose. Choose what you prefer. When my people join in with foolish jesting concerning this situation regarding your president as it now exists in this land, unknowingly they are joining the words of their mouth with him who would destroy this nation. They place the Spirit in a position of having to lift the hand of my anointing from the words of their mouth, for they know not. They know not that as the degree of my anointing lifts from the words of their mouth, that the authority of their words is rendered less powerful in every realm of life. Without my anointing, your words have no power. Without my anointing, your words carry no authority. They do not desire this. They understand not that to join in foolish jesting, speaking words in agreement with the enemy of this nation, by degrees lowers the power and authority I desire to manifest in their words. Admonish them to cease from this foolishness immediately. Now I bring instruction from the mind of Christ on how to make intercession for your president. Intercede for your president as if he were your own son, born of your own loins. If he were your son, born of your loins, sitting in the office of president, even though you did not agree with many of his policies, how would you make intercession for him? That is how you should make intercession for your president. Again, I say, for clarity's sake, make intercession for your president as though he were your own son, born of your own body, who was sitting in that office. As you would make intercession for your son, make intercession for your president and his family. Make intercession for his bride as though she were your daughter-in-law. Make intercession for their child as though she were your granddaughter. This is the wisdom proceeding from the mind of Christ who sits on the throne. Make intercession for your president as though he were your own son, born of your own body, bone of your bone, blood of your blood, flesh of your flesh. Make intercession in that vein, and you will be making intercession according to the mind of Christ, says the Spirit of Grace.